Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications, coaching and consulting. Well, Kristen Olmeda has been on with us before. She joined United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity, as its president and CEO in 2021. She's responsible for the oversight and strategic direction of the organization, serving more than 10,000 people annually in Metro Detroit. She's been dedicated her career to the care of others, and she vastly has experience in nonprofits. She's here with us this morning to talk about how the local charity is expecting 600 families to pick up staple food items for Thanksgiving. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Vanessa.
And from what I understand, this is an actual increase from last year by 60%. So tell us what's going on. What have you been seeing in the last year with the clients you've been serving?
Absolutely. Our increase is up 60%. That is what we're estimating. And I hope my estimate is correct and it is not any higher, but there is certainly a huge need in the community for food items right now. Food insecurity is a large issue that everyone talks about on a daily basis, but we see it here. We are the boots on the ground that helps families put a nice Thanksgiving feast on their table this year.
So tell us about the food pantry itself. Give us an overview and then tell us what's happening this month to help the families in need for Thanksgiving.
Of course. Traditionally, every month, with the exception of November and December, we operate a food pantry twice a month on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. And we're seeing approximately 550 families that come to us. Our focus is on fresh produce and lean meats. As I'm sure all your listeners know, when you go to the grocery store, that is really where the cost jumps have been. And so we want to make sure that we are providing our clients with the best, freshest ingredients that we are able to give. We do a client survey twice a year, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. And what our clients are saying is, while they appreciate the canned goods and the boxed dry foods, they are really looking for fresh produce for themselves, but especially for their children. Over half of our individuals who come to the pantry are the elderly and children. So it's really important that we're able to provide them with a balanced meal.
You know, and this is an increase, Kristen, not only 60% since last year, but 167% since 2021. So, you know, the economy that we have been seeing in the last 3 years have had a detrimental effect on families in need.
Absolutely. Inflation has really crippled a lot of our families. In addition, a lot of SNAP benefits were cut after the COVID era. So our families are really struggling right now. And again, half of those individuals are the children and the elderly, and no child should go to bed hungry. And so we are working diligently to provide for them to make sure that that does not happen.
So when you talk about fresh produce, fruits and vegetables, which is so important, but they do cost more, and people don't realize that, you know, even when we go to the grocery store, you could see the comparison of buying fresh food opposed to canned food, and the fresh costs more, but yet, you know, everybody wants the healthiest food they could possibly get. So, you know, I know that you're looking for particular staple items. You're giving out particular staple items for the Thanksgiving season, including fresh fruits and vegetables.
Correct. In addition to the fresh fruits and vegetables, we're giving out staples such as pasta noodles, spaghetti sauce, potatoes, onions, things that will really last families a long time, bags of rice. There is a lot you can do with those simple items. And so not only do we give those items, but we also provide a recipe card in each box so that families can really think outside of the box and make those items last longer.
Yeah, I love that, Kristen, that you're tooling them not only with the food, but the ideas. And, you know, one of the things I found interesting in your survey, you found that most of the people you serve would rather have chicken over turkey this Thanksgiving. Tell us about that.
That is correct. This will be my third Thanksgiving with United Community Family Services. And my first Thanksgiving here, when they said we're giving chickens and turkeys, I didn't understand. But a lot of our clients are Middle Eastern, and turkey is not a staple there. And so a lot of times they equate it to being dried out because they cook it for too long. So we've always included a recipe on how to bake their turkey, but a lot of folks just prefer chickens. So we give folks the option. We don't want you to have a turkey if that's not really what you're looking for. And so when our clients drive up the morning of the 17th, we will be asking them if they would prefer a chicken or a turkey, and we will provide them with what they would really like.
That's wonderful. And then in addition to that, you know, you don't want to forget about desserts, and you're offering them frosting and cake mix and walnuts and almonds so they can make a dessert as well.
Yes, absolutely. Dessert is one of my favorite meals personally. So.
We can't forget dessert, Kristen. We can't forget dessert.
I know. So we certainly provide cake mix as well as frosting so that they can make a dessert for their family after their feast. But then also we provide walnuts and almonds, you know, to snack on while you're still cooking.
Yeah. We're talking with Kristen Almeida here today. So tell us what's going on exactly on the 17th of this month. This is what's happening. So tell us how this looks. What goes on there? I mean, people who have never been there to see what they're going to, what you guys do on a regular basis at the food pantry, but particular as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving on the 17th.
A typical food pantry, we operate in a drive-through fashion. We here at United Community Family Services want to do everything with dignity and giving folks hope. So our clients don't get out of their car. They don't have to come into our building and run into their friends and maybe their colleagues that they know. So what they do is they come into our parking lot, our brand new parking lot, Vanessa.
Yes.
And they drive just like a drive-through. And so we have two lanes, and we have folks who are loading the items into their trunks. All they have to do is pop their trunks. We load it right in. We do scan a link to feed card, which allows us to track how many families we have and demographics such as age and those types of things. And then we close their trunk and they go on their way. It's a very fast process. Again, inflation, fuel is very expensive, so we don't want people wasting fuel waiting in a long line.
No,
so
that's
we've
great.
Got pretty efficient at it, I will say, but it takes so many volunteers. We are not able to do this without the amazing community around us, and we have amazing volunteers who come in and help us load every single one of those cars who will come to us this Thanksgiving.
So Kristen, those people listening who may want to help United Community Family Services, the Chaldean American Ladies of Charity, and the work that you do, what are some ways people listening today could help you in what you're doing throughout the whole year, not just during Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. One of the best ways to help out, particularly this time of year, is to go onto our website and look up our Amazon wish list. It has all the items that we will be handing out that are non-perishable. So it will have your chicken broth, rice, etc. on there. And it's so easy. You can just click on the item, purchase it, and have it sent right here to our office. Or you can go and purchase those items and bring them right to our office. For instance, I did my grocery shopping yesterday, Vanessa, and Kroger had turkeys on sale.
Okay.
So I bought a turkey, right?
Uh-huh.
It was a $25 turkey. I got it for $6 and I bought it in this morning and threw it in our freezer. So any little thing can help go such a long way to give people hope for this holiday season.
I love that. And in addition to the food pantry Thanksgiving dinner that you're passing out to 600 families in need, Kristen, you also have Hoodville that is a fundraiser that helps raise money for other families. So tell us about that. It's similar to what you did for Easter.
Absolutely. Hoodville is one of my favorite events. I will say it is just a blast. And we host it at Shenandoah Country Club in West Bloomfield. It's a day for families to come out and fellowship together. It's extended families, They all get together, the grandparents, the children, the grandchildren, everyone comes out. It's December 3rd this year. Our morning session is sold out. It is so popular, Vanessa, that we offer two sessions, two seatings during the day. Our morning seating is sold out, but there still are a few tickets left for our afternoon seating, which is from 3 to 6 p.m. It is such a good time. The Grinch is there. Santa is there. There are crafts for the children to do. We have a DJ to play that plays great music, but also does great family fun games with the children. We have a little auction for the kids. It's such a great time, and it's such a great way to fellowship with your family over the holiday season.
We're talking with Kristen Almeida here today. She's the president and CEO of United Community Family Services, the Kelly and American Ladies of Charity. They have been around for more than 60 years. They are the first and longest running charity affiliated with the Kellyan community, but have they expanded beyond the Kellyan community? And give us a little bit of that history, Kristen. You have expanded tremendously, just not servicing Kellyans, but a lot of refugees coming in from different countries. And give us an overview of what UC Family Services does on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Honestly, Vanessa, 62 years, and I would say we are still doing things the same way the women who founded the organization all those years ago, what their belief was. Their belief was just to help others, and that's truly what we do here. When folks come in from another country as a refugee or asylee, we are here to help them. We provide furniture, clothing, household items, cleaning supplies. But additionally, we provide services such as immigration, citizenship. We have an elderly refugee program where we try to get elderly refugees who might be here alone without other family members out so that we can decrease their social isolation. We are really looking at the whole family. What we always say is someone might call us and say, "Hey, I would like to sign up for your food pantry." That's great. We love it when people say that, but we encourage them to come in to meet with a case manager because we have so many other programs. And so we want to make sure that we are helping folks in the best ways that we know how. We have an after-school tutoring program, which is phenomenal. We have a Christmas family program where our clients will come in this year. They will have a picture with their children and the parents with Santa. A lot of folks, this is their first time of doing that. We'll provide a toy for the children or for the families, and then they'll do crafts. Again, fellowshipping with folks in their community. We want to really decrease that isolation that they feel coming to a new country.
And also with UC Family Services, you have an association arm, which is Women Business Institute, that was launched in one of the worst years possible, which was 2020. Yes. But who could predict that? And no one predicted that coming. But tell us about WBI and how women business professionals can help in that area and help, you know, in mentoring and getting involved in WBI, which is slowly growing into a networking organization. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. Again, it goes back to women helping women. WBI, Women's Business Institute, was launched with just that idea in mind. We want to help folks grow. In fact, WBI is how I learned about United Community Family Services. So I am forever grateful to it. But it's a way for folks in the business community to come along someone who needs a mentor. And let's be honest, Vanessa, we all need mentors.
Yeah.
In our careers. It is just so important. So it's a way for women to come alongside other women and really coach them and encourage them as they're growing in their career.
Kristen Almeida is who we're talking to. And not only if you want to be a mentor or need a mentor, please reach out to WBI. How do they do that, Kristen?
They can go right to our UC Family Services website. It's ucfamilieservices.org. And under programming, there is a WBI button, and it will take you right to an email.
And then, Kristen, if women listening want to help other women in need, they can donate as well, whether it be items for children. Tell us some of the items that you could use for Christmas for moms who are in need that women listening could donate, you know, if they're interested.
Absolutely.
In helping other women.
We have a maternal health infant class that we teach here at United Community Family Services. We revamped it this year based off of client feedback from our survey. So it's an expanded, we do a shortened Lamaze. We do how to sleep train your toddlers. We're really looking at, again, the whole family. And so other women, if you could come alongside us and provide diapers and wipes, car seats, strollers, it would be phenomenal. The look on these mothers' faces when they come to us, they need so much help, and anything we can provide is just such a blessing.
And, you know, in books this Christmas season for stocking stuffers for their children, Kristen, can you talk to that? Maybe they're the mom, the women from WB, you know, want to help WBI donate books to these women in need for their children.
Yes, as everyone knows, reading is so important. It's fundamental. And a lot of our families, if you have to make a choice between food or a book for your child, food wins out every single time, and rightly so. But it is so important that our children get a good head start. And so books are amazing. It's a great way for the parents and the children to bond, but it's also a great learning experience for the child, not only at the time, but hopefully they'll turn into readers for life. And it's a great way to kick off prior to going to school for them.
We're talking with Kristen Olmedo here on It's Your Community this morning. She's the president and CEO of United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. And I know, Kristen, you've been so gracious for anybody that ever asked for a tour, whether it be an elected official, the head of a company who wants to get involved with your organization, to have a tour of UC Family Services in Troy. So tell us about that. You know, what do you offer in terms of people listening who want to engage and maybe collaborate with you to see your facility?
Absolutely. One of my favorite parts of this job is giving tours. It is absolutely amazing. I love to do it. So if anyone is out there interested in a tour, please go ahead and give me a call at 248-528-0130. Just yesterday, Vanessa, I gave a tour to an organization who I had met through a networking event. And I had said to them, we have a share house, and it's truly what it is. It's a warehouse that we share with what we have with others. And so they waited about a month before reaching out, and they came yesterday and they said, you really do have a warehouse. They were so impressed. It was so neat to hear, because I think when I say we have a warehouse full of kitchen items and clothing and furniture, people don't really understand the scale that we are working with. We've already handed out 40,000 items this year to clients. That's more than we handed out in all of 2022. Our warehouse is growing. The need is growing. So many more families are hurting this year. And we are here truly to support every single person who comes to our doors in need.
So, Kristen, for people listening who have items they want to purchase, they're going out Christmas shopping and they want to buy, whether it be books for children or car seats, what do they do? Where do they drop it off at? How can they do that?
You can drop it off right here at our offices. We're conveniently located in Troy. Our address is 2033 Austin Drive in Troy. We're right on 15, just off of Stevenson Highway.
So they can just, so they can go to your website, find out your working hours. And if they want to make some extra purchases as they're shopping this holiday season, they could pick up needed items for infants, for moms and their children, which could be car seats and strollers and baby formula, diapers, wipes. Do you need baby
books.
Formula too? Books.
We have a lot of baby formula actually, Vanessa. So
okay.
We're all set there.
Okay.
But books would be greatly appreciated.
Books for children, like ages 1 to 5, like preschool, kindergarten type of kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So Kristen Olmedo, who we're talking to here on It's Your Community, president and CEO of United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. They are having a food pickup for Thanksgiving holiday, November 17th. And this is for families in need. They expected 600 families, which is a 60% increase from last year and 167% increase from 2 years ago. That is the state of our economy that's affecting Metro Detroiters in Southeast Michigan. And they're trying to meet the needs as much as possible. Kristen, what else do you want our listeners to know about the work that you do and how they can get involved, connect, communicate, and collaborate with all of you guys? What else do you want to share with our listeners today?
Collaboration is key, Vanessa. We are here to collaborate and help in any way we can with anyone. The best way to do it is to come out for a tour, visit our website, give me a call. There's nothing I enjoy more than talking about the good works that United Community Family Services, Kildene American Ladies of Charity, is doing in the community. I think people, when you see it, you are blown away by everything that we're able to accomplish.
You know, and Kristen, for people listening who may be involved in a big corporation, a lot of corporations or companies, even mid-sized small companies, like to get involved in a charity group to show their support and united. Like, it's a great team building thing too. Would you work with a company, maybe want to do a team building session with helping the work that you're doing at United Community Family Services?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a large corporation coming out this Thursday for their Day of Giving. And it's a group, I believe, of 15 that will be coming out, and they will be straightening and hanging up our winter clothes, Vanessa. I know I don't want to talk about winter, but I have to.
It's reality.
Our summer clothes are still on the racks, and our winter clothes that we've received as donations are still packed away in their boxes. So we will be pulling all those out, just like all of us at home. And the company will be making the change over from summer to winter. And so we always have opportunities like that. Opportunities filling the boxes the day before food pantry is a great team building opportunity. So we have something for everyone.
That's great.
So again, reach out. I would love to talk to you, and I would love to make something happen where you could come out and visit us and we can collaborate.
So Kristen, give out your information one more time before we let you go so people can connect with you.
Absolutely. Our website is ucfamilieservices.org. And our phone number here is 248-528-0130.
Kristen Olmedo, President and CEO of UC Family Services, Kildene American Ladies of Charity. Thank you so much, Kristen, for being on It's Your Community.
Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Always a pleasure talking with you. And just to recap some of the things that the United Community Family Services, Kildene American Ladies of Charity have going on in this week, the holiday food drive drop-off location continues. Afternoon tickets to the Whoville still available. They have an impact story opportunity, membership opportunity. Share House Holiday Food Pantry wish list is available. Share House wish list is available. Host a holiday food drive and get your tickets to Whoville. So what's happening at UC Family Services, Kildene American Ladies of Charity? They have a drop-off of holiday food donations by December 4th. So sources food from over the community. One of their main providers during the holidays are people like you, people listening. Thousands of pounds of food is donated from local businesses, family reunions, friends, dinner parties, and community groups everywhere. So you could take a look at the wish list and drop your food donations off at any of the following locations: the UCFS Kelk offices on Austin Drive in Troy, Metro City Carpet and Ryan Road in Warren, ECRC on Maple Road in Bloomfield, Lace Boutique on East Big Beaver in Troy, Sky Salon on Maple Road in West Bloomfield, Aquatoss at all locations, Holy Name Catholic School on Harmon Street in Birmingham, St. Thomas Kildene Catholic Church on West Maple Road, and St. George Church on DeQuinder Road in Shelby. If you're interested in hosting a food drive with UC Family Services, Kildene American Ladies of Charity, you can contact Arjan at 248-528-0262. Another quick and easy way to help is to purchase food from their Amazon wish list by clicking the button with the holiday food pantry list at their website, ucfamilieservices.org. They also have tickets to Whoville available. It's Christmas in Whoville Sunday. December 3rd, 2023 at Shenandoah Country Club. You can go to ucfamilieservices.org to find out more. You can also volunteer your time and, of course, donate needed household items to their share house. Any questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, reach me, Vanessa Denha. It's very easy. You can go to epiphanycommunications.com, epiphanycommunications.com. You can email me there at info@epiphanycommunications.com. You can also sign up for my newsletter and keep in touch with what we have going on here on It's Your Community. Don't forget to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.